Have you ever made or participated in the makings of a time capsule? Sometimes schools, towns, or even countries would make one in hopes of passing on the legacy to future generations. So time capsules typically include all sorts of items that represent the times, including some sort of records, photos, newspapers, popular toys, and so on. Although made with the future generations in mind, experts say that time capsules display our fascination with the past and our desire to preserve the present, epitomizing the meaning of nostalgia. They say that a time capsule symbolizes the desire to defy the reality of the passing of time, inevitable change, and the impossibility of immortality. Since archiving the best of who we are is a concrete way of defeating mortality, as part of us will remain even in a distant future. So if you were to make a time capsule right now, at this moment, which parts of you would you like to preserve? In other words, what about your present self do you imagine your future self being nostalgic for? This is Haerim, and today's Wonder Hour starts now. Welcome to Wonder Hours on KBS World Radio with DJ Haerim. It's Wednesday, May 20th, and we started today's show with an oldie but a goodie from the past days. It was 지난날, Past Days by Yucheha. Honestly, my journey to become a minimalist has opened quite a few unwitting time capsules along the way. I found lots of clothes, books, diaries, and photos that I had completely forgotten about, and finding them deep inside a closet or a drawer made me feel like I was opening a time capsule every single day. Some of the finds that really made me nostalgic were definitely the letters from my old days, like my university days or birthday cards. But then if I were to make a time capsule on purpose, like right now, I think I would put in things like everything related to my children, from toys to clothes and photos. How about you? Have you ever made or opened a time capsule? And if you were to make one now, what would you put in? So I remember a long time ago when I was still promoting as the Wonder Girls, we had an interview session. And then the interviewee asked us to do to write a letter to ourselves 10 years later. And then exactly 10 years later, I received a letter back. It came to my house. And it was so surprising to open the letter to see what I wrote 10 years ago. So amazing. I remember writing something like, I wish I have a happy family. And I know for sure that I got that, right? Yeah, our dreams come true. Well, how about you? Tell me all about it, as you also tell me how you're doing today and which songs you would like to hear on the show today. If you have a Korean phone number, you can also send a text message at #8150. A regular SMS text will cost 50 won. And a long text or an MMS message will cost 100 won per text. If you're listening via our apps or by streaming, you can message me using the KBS Kong app or leave a comment on a post on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day or on Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. Now, after Tell Me, we'll listen to some chart toppers from the past on So Hot, and then we'll get our daily positivity boost with Good News Only. In the second hour of the show, we'll be joined by vocalist and a fellow radio DJ, Son Tae-jin, for this week's Good Vibes Only. And he will not only share his good vibes with us, but his amazing voice as well, so you'll definitely want to stick around. But first things first, I'll be right back with today's Tell Me after a song break. We've got some classic tunes to go with today's time capsule theme. Let's listen to 숙녀 예찬, Lady Admiration by 아침, as well as 새들처럼 Like the Birds by 변진섭. You don't have to tell me you love me. You don't have to tell me you've been waiting for me. But please do tell me something about yourself. Tell me something funny that's happened to you today. Tell me what you're thinking or how you're feeling. Tell me anything that's on your mind that you feel like sharing. And while at it, tell me which songs you want to hear too, won't you? A saeyon in the world of Korean radio is a story or an anecdote that the listeners send in to have shared on air. It's what transforms this usually one-way medium into a means of communication and connection, allowing us to be on the same wavelength. And we have a lot of new listeners tuning in thanks to our upcoming guest. 김순희님 says, 손태진님 덕분에 오게 되었어요. 혜림님도 오랜만은 반갑습니다. I'm here thanks to 손태진님 and it's nice to see you again, 혜림님. Well, welcome to Wonder Hours. 와주셔서 감사합니다. 반갑습니다. And 다시 또 첫사랑 says, 혜림님은 림디인가요? 앞으로 영어 방송도 다시 들어볼까요? Are you known as Limdy? Maybe I should start listening to English radio again. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to Wonder Hours. And yes, that's right. 맞아요. I am Limdy. Limdy 맞습니다. AJSUH-F2D says, 혜림님, are you wearing the sunshine color? 혜림님, 의상 색깔 sunshine? 맞아요. Sunshine. 너무, 화사한 그런 컬러입니다. 너무 예쁘죠? 감사합니다. 조수혜님 says, 한국어 댓글 환영하신다니 손태진님 나오신다기에 왔어요. Since you said Korean messages are fine too, I'm here for 손태진. 네, 한국어 댓글 얼마든지 예, 환영합니다. Yes, it's okay to write it all in Korean. That's okay. 김유진님 says, 손태진님 덕분에 알게 된 영어 방송 자주 올게요. I got to learn about this English show thanks to 손태진님. I'll keep tuning in. Thank you. 또 놀러오세요. 언제든지 환영합니다. Mickey Minnie says, Seeing 태진 on an English radio show feels so new and exciting. I love it. And Aphrodite says, Hello, DJ Hedim. You are so beautiful and orange clothed. Thank you. Seeing you makes my eyes feel fresh when I'm starting to get a little sleepy. Mm-hmm. It's a very bright orange color. And we also have some song requests. Curie only once says the weather's so nice. I want to listen to 이문세's 봄바람. 날씨가 너무 좋은 날 이문세님 봄바람 듣고 싶어서 신청합니다. So let's listen to those two songs right away. First up is 봄바람, Spring Breeze by 이문세. And then we'll listen to 장미, Rose by 4월과 5월 requested by 조수아님. We just heard 장미 Rose by 4월과 5월. And before that, we heard 봄바람 Spring Breeze by 이문세 featuring 나얼. Once again, if you want to share your 사연 on the show or send in a song request, don't hesitate to let me know. And if you're tuning in via the KBS Kong app, you can leave a message on the chat board. If you're in Korea, you can send me a text message at sharp8150. If you're on Instagram, leave your 사연 as a comment on our post at KBS One Fine Day. And on Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. And taking a look at some more comments, 사막의 장미원 says, 혜림님 반가워요. 반갑습니다. Welcome. 이소정님 says, 손태진님 오신다는 반가운 소식 듣고 왔습니다. 혜림님 처음 인사드려요. 반갑습니다. I heard that good news that 손태진님 is coming. Nice to meet you, 혜림님. And nice to meet you too. Thank you for tuning in. 오시맘님 says, 영어 라이브 라디오 방송 오랜만이네요. 반가워요. I'm listening to English live radio for the first time in such a long time. Well, welcome and thank you for joining us today. Daisy Day 1020 says, 혜림님 너무 반갑네요. 예, 오랜만이죠. 반갑습니다. 에꿀레시아 says, 태진님, 수위랑 데뷔 영어 방송하실 때가 생각나네요. It takes me back to 태진님's old English radio. Yes, yes. 밝음 Z6J says, 성시경님, 기억을 나눔 듣고 싶어요. 우리의 기억들이 새록새록. Alright, so let's take a listen to 기억을 나눔 Sharing Memories by 성시경. Songs have the power to move us through time. More often than not, it only takes a song from the past to take us back. Back to the days when we used to listen to the song on a loop, or back to the days when the song was just so hot. It's time for what could be considered our daily time capsule. We'll go back in time and listen to some of the hottest songs of a random week according to the charts. And today we're going to go back to the second week of October 1988. The number one song on Gaayo Top 10 at the time was 환희, Joy by 정수라. 정수라 was considered one of the country's top three female singers back in the 1980s, and this song definitely helped solidify that status. Honey was released as a part of her sixth studio album, and it topped the Gaayo Top 10 chart for 8 non-consecutive weeks. It was meant to be a powerful anthem reveal in time for the 1988 Seoul Olympics, and it definitely served its purpose. Its remake versions, both the 2002 version by Coyote and the 2005 version by Psy, all became very popular, and even the original version is still very much beloved by many. Meanwhile, the number one song of the week in the U.S. was Red Red Wine by English reggae band UB40. Originally written, performed, and recorded by American singer Neil Diamond in 1967, it was actually a slow folk ballad song about a man who finds that drinking red wine is the only way to forget his troubles. Jamaican-born singer Tony Tribe recorded a faster, upbeat reggae version of the song in 1969 that became a moderate hit in the UK. And apparently, when UB40 first recorded their chill, relaxed reggae version of the song in 1983, the Tony Tribe version of the song was the only one they knew. Their version of the song reached number one in the UK in 1983 and only topped the US charts in 1988, because that's when it was released on the other side of the pond. So let's open up that time capsule right now. Here is 환희, Joy by 정수라, and Red Red Wine by UB40. Too often, news and current affairs bring us down with all sorts of bleak and blue stories thrown at us from left and right. Don't get me wrong, there are good news out there, but they just don't always get the kind of attention they deserve. So we're going to shine some light on them here on GNO. This GNO stands for Good News Only, and as the title suggests, in this segment I bring you nothing but good news and good news only. So here's the good news of the day. According to a new study, regular engagement with arts and culture can slow the pace of biological aging. Researchers analyzed data from over 3,500 adults in the UK and found that activities like reading, listening to music, or visiting galleries may be as beneficial to biological health as physical exercise. The study looked at the chemical changes in the DNA to determine a person's rate of aging and found that those who engaged in the arts frequently appear to have a younger biological age and a slower pace of aging. Researchers added that the impact is comparable to the difference seen between people who exercise weekly versus those who do not exercise regularly. They also noted that engaging in a wider diversity of arts activities was linked to better results. And well, since you're all listening to music with me, it looks like we're right on track. And here's another one. It's 떠나요, Let's Leave by 정미조 featuring 유채훈. We just heard veteran singer 정미조 in collaboration with tenor 유채훈 of the vocal group La Poem singing the song 떠나자, Let's Leave. And taking a look at some more comments, Collabo2018 says, 설렘 가득한 선곡들이네요. 업무로 바쁜 시간인데 노래 들으며 잠시 쉬어갑니다. The song selections are making my heart flutter. It's a busy hour for me, but I'm taking a break with the songs. That is so nice to hear. 너무 다행이네요. And 손미희님 says, I feel like I'm traveling through time. 시간 여행하는 것 같죠? I think so too. I feel the same way. 저도 그래요. 모란맘님 says, 손태진님은 언제쯤 나오실까요? When will 손태진님 be here? Well, very soon. 조금만 더 기다려주세요. He's outside in the studio. 안녕하세요. 밖에 계시네요. Serendipity2592 says, 오늘 들은 노래, 오늘 읽은 책, 타임 캡슐에 넣어두었다가 나중에 보고 싶어요. I want to put the songs I heard today and the book I read today in a time capsule and look it up again in the future. Oh, that would be very nice. And 손리보님 says, 혜림님 목소리 봄바람 같아요. 혜림, your voice is like the spring breeze. 어, 그런가요? 생각보다 되게 중저음이죠? It's such a low voice. 사람들이 깜짝 놀래곤 해요. Min님 says, 혜림님 안녕하세요. 저는 중학교 이후로 영어하고 담석고 사는 할머니입니다. 아, 혜림님 안녕하세요. I'm a 할머니 who hasn't spoken any English since middle school. Well, welcome to Wonder Hours. 함께 해주셔서 너무 감사합니다. 오랜만에 영어 리스닝, 듣기 평가 그런 느낌인가요? 강미애님 says, Wonder Girls 노래도 부탁해요. Can you play some Wonder Girls songs too? Of course, 당연하죠. 어떤 노래 들을까요? 김미란님 says, 요즘 자주 듣는 악뮤 기쁨 슬픔 아름다운 마음 듣고 싶습니다. I want to request 악뮤's 기쁨 슬픔 아름다운 마음, which I listen to a lot these days. 저도 이 노래 너무 좋아요. 예, 요즘에 많이 듣고 있어요. So let's listen to Be My Baby by The Wonder Girls, and then we'll listen to 기쁨 슬픔 아름다운 마음, Joy Sorrow A Beautiful Heart by 악뮤. You're listening to Wonder Hours on KBS World Radio with DJ Harim and
DJ Shil.
Very good. Now, should we listen to a song?
Yeah.
One of your favorite songs.
Taekwondo.
Taekwondo. Welcome to the second half of Wonder Hours on KBS World Radio. I'm DJ Harim and it's Wednesday, May 20th. In just a moment, vocalist Son Tae-jin will be joining me in the studio to share his good vibes with us and also sing a few tunes for us as well. If you're in Korea, you can also send us a text message at #8150 for 51 or more. But even if you're listening to our rerun or podcast, feel free to message us on Kong or leave us a comment on our post on Instagram at @KBS1FineDay and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. We're going to take a quick song break while our guest gets settled in here. First up is 노란 샤시의 사나이, The Boy in the Yellow Shirt by Winter Play. And then after that, we'll listen to Almost Like Being in Love by Maria Kim. What makes you feel good? What floats your boat and makes your steps lighter? What puts a smile on your face without fail and make even your hump day blues disappear? Well, those are the kind of positive ideas we want to focus on because from this point and on, it's good vibes only. On Good Vibes Only, we invite some good people into the studio to talk about good things only, and that is whatever makes us feel happy, whether it's foods, moods, hoods, or goods. And today's good person with the good vibes is singer, bass baritone, and radio DJ Son Tae-jin-nim. Hello!
안녕하세요!
안녕하세요!
Hello, everyone!
Welcome!
It's a pleasure to be here at Wonder Hours.
It's wonderful to have you.
Right.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
I have an English name as well, so you can call me TJ.
TJ.
Right, right. 그리고, 아, it's been a long time since I actually...
Right.
I mean, I don't speak English anywhere else.
Right. So, I feel you. Yeah. I don't speak anywhere else, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's great to be here. It's great to be here.
Yeah. Could you first begin by saying hello to our listeners, please?
네, 안녕하세요. 가수 손태진입니다. 반갑습니다.
반갑습니다.
Hello.
It's my first time meeting you.
Yeah, me too.
So, I'm so excited to get to know you better.
Thank you. I mean, I heard the jingle just now, and your son's voice is so cute.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him yet, but I have a feeling that he's adorable.
Yes, right? He is. He was here as a radio guest once. He was my youngest guest.
어떻게 아들을 라디오 게스트로 이렇게 부르시는지.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
Oh. It was for a 방송.
Right,
the Return of Superman.
Right.
추돌에 나와서 촬영을 했었는데. Yes.
그렇습니다.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. So, by the way,
Did you notice
something?
I noticed everything is orange in this room. Yeah, and
is
also,
this your color?
It is. It's my fandom color.
That's right.
저희 또 팬덤 컬러가 또 there is a color called sunshine.
Sunshine.
Right, right, right.
Perfect.
Sunshine이라는 색깔이 있는데 사실 거기에서 시작을 해서 이제 사실 쉽게 얘기해서 오렌지색인데 지금 이어폰도 오렌지색이고 지금
그렇죠.
또 오렌지색을 또 이렇게
모두 맞춤입니다.
코디를 다 해주셨네요.
그럼요. 오렌지도 다 it's not the same orange.
It's a little bit different.
It has to be the sunshine orange.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's
I'm
exactly
nailing
it.
Yes, it's to welcome you to Wonder Hours.
Thank you so much. So good vibes가 많네요.
Good vibes, 맞습니다.
네.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about your new EP,
mm-hmm.
Promise of Spring,
right.
봄의 약속. It's such a warm and nostalgic feeling.
Right.
So can you tell us a little bit about the album?
This album is basically a remake album of oldies, adult contemporary music, 봄의 약속, Promise of Spring, and also the title comes because this was during my last tour of my concert. 마지막 투어 때 우리 팬분들 다 이렇게 만나면서 아 우리 언제 봐요? When are we gonna meet each other again? And I made a promise saying that I'll return in spring or maybe when the flower blooms or 그런 약간 꽃이 필 때 다시 만나요라는 하나의 예고
right.
티저 같은 거를 좀 이렇게 했는데 그러면서 이게 하나의 약속이 될 수가 있구나라는 생각에 또 봄의 약속이라는 이름으로 EP 앨범을 냈습니다.
That's why right. there's a very special meaning behind
right, exactly.
to it. 봄의 promise of spring
promise
because
of
you
spring.
kind of made as a promise to your
yes,
fans.
Yes.
Mm. So these are timeless classics loved uh-huh. across generations. And this album reinterprets songs by legendary senior artists.
Exactly.
So was there any pressure on remaking it? How was the process?
I mean, of course there was pressure. I mean, these are songs that have been loved by many for generations. 정말 오랫동안 사랑을 많이 받은 곡들인데, and also like you know how like a lot of the people who actually love these songs, they have their emotions already attached to the
right.
originals.
Mm-hmm.
그러니까 이미 딱 이 원곡과 하나의 그 감정, 기억나는 추억들이 있는데 이걸 어떻게 어떻게 또 재해석할까? How am I gonna reinterpret these songs into my style?
Yep.
So that was both fun yet difficult
mm-hmm.
at the same time.
I'm sure it must have been because you want to keep the original
right.
originality, but mm-hmm. then also add your own taste to it,
exactly.
your own sound.
So I wanted to make it sound familiar, but also new at the same time. 뭔가 mm-hmm. 익숙한데 새롭다.
Oh.
단지 mm-hmm. 그것만 아니었으면 좋겠었어요. 그냥 들었을 때 아, 원곡이 훨씬 낫네. 이런 이거보다는
mm-hmm.
그냥 I'd rather listen to the originals 보단 낫지 않을까.
Uh-huh.
네.
Yeah.
그렇습니다.
It must have been like you said difficult because
right.
there is an original song to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can because people can compare the original like,
exactly.
the original version 있으니까
right.
더 약간 pressure가 됐을
And also, I guess they'll feel more comfortable with the original melody,
mm-hmm.
original band settings, the sound itself. Even with that, like, crackling voice, I mean, the sound as an oldies, you know how, like, the LP sound?
Yeah, like the raw
옛날
sound.
옛날 레트로한 그런 소리조차. 그냥 하나의 추억으로 기억하는데 이걸 너무 깔끔하게 만들면 좀 그렇기도 하고
Right, you lost right. that 분위기
Right, exactly So that was the hard part But I tried my best to put all my emotions into it 그냥 감정으로 얘기를 해야 되겠다
yeah.
그리고 또 이 노래를 이 시대에 한번 전해드리면 또 어떨지 고민을 많이 했는데 그래도 괜찮은 것 같아요.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And I heard that in some songs in the album, you did it in one take.
Right.
Did exactly. you choose to do that?
Well, I mean, you've recorded a lot of times before. You'll know how recordings work. 그냥 딱 이제 녹음을 할 때 새 노래다 보니까
yeah.
그리고 나의 해석이다 보니까 이렇게 부르면 이런 면으로 좋고 저렇게 부르면 저런 면으로 좋고
mm-hmm.
You know how live performances are always a little bit different?
Right.
Like the emotions you feel when you're still listening to the same song but on a different day, on a different situation and that vibe that you have that day 어떤 감정으로 같은 노래를 불러도 라이브 때는 늘 다른 것 같아요.
Mm-hmm.
저도 부르면서
right.
이걸 쭉 불렀을 때마다 약간씩 다르니까 그러면 그냥 내가 그냥 쭉 처음부터 끝까지 끌고 가야 되겠다.
Mm-hmm.
그게 진짜 진정으로 감정이 전달이 되겠다 싶어서
oh.
yeah, Let's try and give it a go by one take.
By
한
one
번에
take.
가보자
Did you do all of your songs in one take?
Well, to be honest, like 2.5 songs all in one take. 특히 딱 두 곡은 원 테이크라고 얘기할 수가 있는데 하숙생이라는 노래랑 맨 처음 고백이라는 노래를 한 열 번씩 정도 불렀던 것 같아요.
Oh. 네. Well, that's impressive because normally when we are in the recording booth,
right.
sometimes you record like one word
right.
or even
exactly.
a sound.
Exactly.
저희 녹음할 땐 그랬어요. 막 단어 하나
맞아요.
녹음하고 네. 숨소리 하나를 찍는다고 하는데 를 찍잖아요. 네. 근데 그거를 원테이크로 한다는 건 사실은 엄청난 일이죠.
그러니까요.
그것도 타이틀곡을.
요새 막 말을 해도 했는데 야 말을 해도의 그 해가 약간 좀 부족한데 해만 한번 찍어보자 하면 그 말을 해도를 하지만 그 해만 녹음을 하는 거예요. 이게 이해가 되실지 모르겠지만 근데 그게 매번 부를 때마다 느낌이 조금 다르다 보니까 그리고 가져가는 그 흐름이 있다 보니까 그냥 원테이크로 가야 되겠다 싶었죠.
I see. All right. Well, let's chat some more after a quick song break.
All right.
So let's take a listen to 잃어버린 우산, Lost Umbrella by 손태진. That was 잃어버린 우산, The Lost Umbrella by 손태진님, who is sitting right next to me at the moment for our Good Vibes Only. And this song is from your latest album, of course.
Yes, it is. It's originally by 우순실. Yeah. I made it somewhat like a very jazzy style arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the original songs for many of my remake songs are originally female singers.
Yeah.
So it feels different for a guy singing it.
Uh-huh.
이게 워낙 또 원곡 가수는 여성분이시다 보니까 아 조금 남자만의 또 그 향기가 또 나는 그런 스타일로 해봐야 되겠다 싶었어요.
So when you sing it in a male perspective, it must be a very different style and vibe.
I guess. That was the hard part about like preparing for this album. 그냥 원곡이 갖고 있는 느낌과
right.
아 이걸 어떻게 유지를 할까? How can I like just preserve that originality of the song?
Right. Which is so important too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And taking a look at some of the comments, we're getting so many messages that there's absolutely no way we can get through all of them. but we'll try to squeeze in a few. 다시 또 첫사랑님 says 제가 우산 드리고 싶어요. I wish I could give you an umbrella myself.
어 그러니까요. 감사하네.
김현주님 says 목소리가 지문입니다. Your voice is your fingerprint. 림 정희님 태진님 오랜만에 물 만나셨네요. 태진님 you're a
제가 물을 만난 게 맞나요? Do I feel? I mean, do I look comfortable? I don't know. I do.
Yes, you
그래도
do.
편해 보이나요?
네.
아 편해요.
예,
편해.
그렇습니다.
좋습니다.
Kitty Girl 1404 says, Hello, TJ Song. Nice to meet you. I saw you appear in Star's Top Recipe at Fun Storank Show. Question for TJ. Do you ever want to try singing other genres beside ballad?
Do I? Well, I mean, if you call this jazz, I guess jazz is another genre that I really like.
Yep.
그 재즈만의 그 감성을 워낙 좋아하기 때문에 이 흥이라는 게 있잖아요. 이 흥을 표현하기 위해서는 사람마다 좀 다른데 빅 브라스 사운드와 이 약간 브로드웨이 뮤직 같은
이 feel,
that grand feeling. I really think that it fits me, it suits me in a way. 저랑 좀 잘 맞는 것 같아. 그런 편곡과 그런 웅장함이.
Yeah, I think 네. it really suits you.
그렇다고
jazz
제가 막
music.
댄스를 막 할 것도 아니니까.
한번 도전. Maybe you can challenge yourself to do a dance. Maybe in your concert.
I do dance, but I don't call it a dance. 그리고 춤은 추는데 그걸 굳이 춤이라고 얘기하지 않고.
When we have like ballad solo singers
right.
as guests,
right.
I always encourage them to dance
in
like concerts because I feel like fans really adore that side of you.
Yeah.
I guess 팬분들이 좋아하시니까. It doesn't have to be good or perfect.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the side that they like, love about you.
Maybe they like the fact that I'm taking on a challenge, maybe. Uh-huh. 그냥 뭔가 도전이다 싶으니까. 또 이제 콘서트 장에서만 볼 수 있는 모습을 또 보여주는 게 좋죠.
That's right. Something only for your fans.
Right.
Especially.
And only for the people who come to the concert.
That's right. Would you like to read the next comment, please?
김남준님께서 손태진님 영어 방송에서 만나니 두 배 좋네요. I'm twice as happy to see you on an English program. 그러니까요. 저도 참
오랜만에.
이거, 오랜만에. 오랜만에 왔고.
I heard you hosted an English show like 70 years ago, 한 7년 전에.
Right. 한 6년 전부터 이제 뭐 시작해서 뭐 이렇게 했는데, 여기 또 PD님과 또 하나의 의리로 또 함께하게 되었습니다. It was called Sweet Rendezvous.
What was that show about?
It was about sweet music.
Sweet music.
Just being all romantic.
Mm-hmm.
그냥 정말 그냥 따뜻한 그런 방송이었어요.
Mm-hmm. 네. See you. Well,
그리고,
thank you.
여기 지니 사랑둥이 공호. 언어 천재 손태진님 새로운 모습 매력 있네요. Language genius 손태진님, this is a new side of you for me and it's so charming. 아 그렇겠네요. 정말 이렇게 영어를 이렇게 많이 쓰는 거, 연달아서 쓰는 거
오랜만이죠.
대부분 방송 가서 영어 하시잖아요. 한번 한마디 부탁드릴게요. 이 정도.
That's right. I feel you. Right. And then all you have to do is just introduce yourself.
Right, exactly.
자기소개만 했었는데.
So that's the only phrase that I know.
I think so. And 김미란님 says 영어를 모르는데 태진님이 무슨 소리 하시는지 대충 알아듣는 것 같아요. I don't understand English, but I think I can sort of understand what 태진님 is saying.
That means you know English. 그냥 들린다는 얘긴데요. 그냥 영어가 이제 뚫리셨네요.
Uh-huh. 네. 오늘 방송을 통해서 네. helping with your English listening.
Exactly.
Ginny Ginny says twist 장인이신데 you're he's a pro twister. Are you a pro twister?
I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. 무슨 말인지 모르겠어요.
Twist.
최근에 제가 또 여기 그 불의 명곡에서 yeah. Immortal Songs라고 하나요?
Yeah, that's right.
서른도 선생님의 사랑의 트위스트를 열심히 트위스트했거든요. 근데 recently, I'm actually also in a basketball program. And I hurt my ankle, so I can't twist anymore. 얼마 전에 제가 발목을 조금 다쳐가지고 트위스트는 좀 자제하고 있습니다.
I see. TJ Wisco says, Dancing Machine 손태진님. See, they love your dance side.
감사합니다.
역시 좋아해 주시네요.
역시.
Dance. KSJZ1Y says, 영어도 노래 같이 들리는 부드러움의 극치. Even your English sounds like music.
근데 참 느끼는 게, 뭐라 그럴까? 이 영어의 뉘앙스가 있는 것 같아요. The way I sing in English yeah. is a little bit different from the way I sing in Korean.
Does it feel different when you're singing it?
Also, it's the way I sing. That's why it feels like a different song yeah. or a different me when I sing in English or in Korean. But that was something that I wanted to put in this album. That kind of a color, that like Western vibe, or should I say, 그냥 그 이 서양적인 약간 좀 팝적인 요소를 좀 많이 넣으려고 했어요.
I think so too. It's also different when you speak the language. It's different when you speak in Korean and in English.
Right, exactly.
It's because of the language tone.
그러니까 제가 그쵸. 한글을 말할 때 막 이러다가 and then when I speak English,
그쵸,
it's
그래요.
a little bit
too.
different. Mm-hmm, like the tone mm-hmm. and everything.
Right.
저도 말하면서도 영어랑 한글이랑은 좀 다르더라고요.
Right? 맞아요.
It's like a gear shift, uh-huh. almost.
그게 언어마다 depending on the language, it gives you a different vibe.
Yeah.
There was a study on it, which I don't remember right now. But it's like when we speak in Korean, it's cuter. 더 귀여워요, 한국어로 말할 때는.
그렇죠.
It's like, 안녕하세요. But then when you speak in English, it's, it
more calm
lower?
down.
I think so, yeah. Something like that.
어떻게 설명을 해야 되지?
뭔가 그런 연구가 있긴 있었어요. 다르다고. 네.
그래서... 그래서 조금 오랫동안 이제 해외 이제 교포 친구들이랑 yep. 말하다 보면 좀 그 교포 친구들만의 한글
발음.
말투가 있잖아요.
예,
발음이 좀 네, 그런 것 같아요.
And 꿀벌 로망님 says 꿈은 한국어로구나 영어로구나 Do you dream in Korean or in English? 정말 많은 분들이 궁금해하시는 질문이죠. 영어를 그 언어를 다양하게 하시는 분들
진짜 신기했던 거는 제가 어디에 있느냐에 따라서 달라요. It's really funny because the last time I went to the States was, I think, a year and a half ago. Oh, 2 years ago, I think. And when I was there for almost 10 days, on the third day, I dreamt in English. 한 세 번째 날에는 꿈을 영어로 꾸더라고요. 그래서, 야, 멈춰! 아니고, stop! 이렇게 된 거예요. 그러니까 너무 신기한 거죠. 신기했죠.
Interesting. I don't remember the conversations I had in my dream. 저는 기억이 안 나요.
And sometimes, you know, we talk in sleep, right? 뭐 잠자다가 말할 때도 있는데.
Like sleep talking?
근데 제 주변 사람들도 그걸 들은 적이 있어요. 제가 영어로 뭐라고 하는 거를.
Interesting.
그렇습니다.
And WhoGirl95 says, 태진님 팝송 부르실 때 발성도 다른 것 같아요. I think you vocalize differently when you sing pop songs.
It's a little bit different. I think it's because of the vowels itself.
Yeah.
그 모음들이 주는 그 느낌인데, 만약에 살짝 부른다면 뭐 Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. 막 이런 약간 그 사이사이의 모음들 mm-hmm. like that accents.
Yeah.
That gives color to the voice. 그게 약간 색깔을 주는 것 같고 근데 한글로 하게 되면 조금 더 우리가 말하듯이 또 한글만 하듯이 막 이렇게 네. 부르게 되는 그런 게 있어요. 이게 설명이 될지 모르겠습니다.
그렇죠. 어렵지만 확실히 차이는 있다는
거죠. 차이는 있을 것
yeah,
같아요.
There's definitely a difference. So going back to the questions. So you grew up in such a musical family and you also studied music
right.
and now work as a singer. But from everything I heard, it seems like you just genuinely love music.
Well, I grew up with music because thankfully my parents always with music. 네. 부모님도 워낙 음악을 좋아하시다 보니까 그냥 늘 곁에 있었던 것 같아요. Like, you know, every morning, like something, some classic will be turned on, the CD player, whatever it is. 막 씻고 준비하는데 계속 음악은 흐르고 있고, 그게 클래식 음악이든 아니면 뭐 누구의 노래든 늘 있었는데, 그러다 보니까 그냥 자연스럽게 이 음악에 대한 그 귀가 뚫린 거죠.
Right.
I mean, like, I'm not like perfect pitch, but I had like a pretty decent good pitch. Just naturally.
Yeah.
그냥 되게 자연스럽게 그냥 그런 재능들이 좀 생긴 것 같아요.
Mm-hmm.
But I never felt that it was going to be a major or a thing to that I'll be living in. I mean, this music itself. 음악이라는 거는 취미라고 생각을 했지.
Yeah. Music was more like a hobby to you. But it's
course.
Always been part of your life.
Right.
You were always surrounded by music.
Right.
Was it your childhood dream to become a musician?
No, not at all.
What was your childhood dream?
I was already enrolled to a hotel management school in France.
Oh. 그러니까
바텔이라는 이 호텔 경영을 정말 하려고 전공을 또 그쪽으로 하려고 했는데 이 음악의 끈을 놓지 말아라. My parents it's ironic that you know usually parents are against doing music.
Mm-hmm.
음악하는 걸 반대를
back
하잖아요.
In the days.
Right.
Yeah. Although things have changed now.
근데 한 번 더 노력을 해보자. 마지막으로 한번 해보자 해서 시험 준비를 해서 더 이상 나한테 음악 얘기는 안 하는 걸로. 안 되면. So if I don't get accepted to anywhere and for music, don't ever talk to me again about like doing music or singing.
Yeah.
딱 그렇게 얘기를 했는데 that changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
다 바뀌었어요.
It's wonderful to have such supportive parents.
Right.
Hmm. And we've been seeing the Hasuk-sing challenge with artists like 네. Wendy, Hyojong, and Q, the trumpet, and so many more.
Right.
What kind of reactions did your fellow boarders have while reinterpreting the song together?
This Hasuk-sing song itself talks about it would relate to every individual. 그냥 모두에게나 공감할 수 있는 그런 가사고 저는 늘 얘기하는 게 Frank Sinatra의 My Way가 있으면 한국의 My Way는 뭐 하숙생일 수 있겠다 생각을 하는데 like usually people do these challenges by singing or harmonizing but I wanted to focus more about the instrumentals
yep.
of how like that other instrumentalist would perform or reinterpret this music. 이거를 mm-hmm. 다시 어떻게 음악가로서 재해석해서 뭐 악기 연주가 됐든 뭐가 됐든 그 솔로를 주면서 자유롭게 그냥 해주세요라고 했어요.
And I really felt that watching the challenges.
Right.
It wasn't same for everyone,
right.
but they had their own
their
part.
Own color.
Their own color.
Right.
Well, speaking of 하숙생, you actually prepared to sing this song for us, right?
아하, 그렇습니다. 네, 오늘 또 이게 타이틀곡이긴 한데 사실 이 리메이크 곡 다 명곡이어서 어떤 한 노래만 타이틀이라고 하긴 좀 그렇지만 이 노래 한번 라이브로 Yes, I prepared this live A Border.
Yes, a border. 그러면 준비되시면 네. I'll just take it away whenever
준비됐습니다.
You're ready.
Yay.
Wow.
네.
Hi, we just heard Hasuk saying "A Border by Sunteejin." Wow, I can see why you recorded the album in one take. when one take 하셨는지 너무 잘 알겠네요.
아유, 감사합니다.
너무 영광입니다.
Ayo,
it was beautiful.
Ayo. And also, like, one thing that I expected for people to feel for this album is that, you know, you don't get the chance to actually listen to the whole album unless you're like a big, big fan of this artist. 그냥 어떤 앨범을 딱 두고 쭉 들을 수 있는 경우? 그런 기회도 많이 없는 것 같아요. 근데 이번에는 그냥 쭉 들을 수 있는 음악. We call it like easy listening music. So that's kind of an album that I was going for. Right.
Right. Because nowadays, not a lot of people listen to the whole album
one
by one.
주로 뭐 타이틀만 듣게 되고 뭐 이렇게 되는데.
That's why people have like singles and like short mini albums.
Exactly. I don't know. It feels a little bit different of how people treat music nowadays. You know, they can't concentrate more than like a few seconds. I mean, that's
because
why
of the short
that's
term.
Why the yeah the first music five ten getting seconds shorter. Is really important.
And I can feel the jazz vibe in the song too.
Right.
The piano was beautiful,
exactly.
And the track was very soothing and very relaxing too.
And also for that jazzy pop vibe, I got all the recordings of the trumpet, the saxophone, all the wind ensemble from the States.
Yeah.
그래가지고 미국에서 또 녹음도 받아가지고 좀 더 그 팝 재즈스러운 부분들이 더 들리는 것 같아요.
I see. Well, we have so many listeners enjoying your performance and they're clapping, wowing, and saying that this border sounds too luxurious. 하숙생이 너무 고급져요. 너무 좋아요. 재즈 바에 있는 것 같아요. 오, 맞아요. 그런 느낌이었어요. 듣고 있으면 마음이 편안해져요. So many messages that we can't read every single one, but 너무 다 난리가 났습니다.
아, 맞습니다. 만약에 뭐 재즈 바에 가신다면 이 노래를 신청을 해주시면 좋겠네요.
아하, 그렇죠. So that would be a great idea. And if you're just tuning in, I'm joined by singer Sunteejin for this week's Good Vibes Only right now. And going back to the challenge, Iyagi. So I heard you prepared a harmony challenge for your fans to sing with you.
Oh, I did. I hold monthly 노래 교실.
Oh, interesting.
그냥 함께 이제 노래하는 거를 막 이제 어떻게서든. 뭐라도 매번 하려고 하는데
너무 좋은데요?
아 근데 사실 조금 어렵죠. 이게 뭐 하모니를 불러주세요. It's really difficult for non-singers to actually just harmonize. So usually I do all the harmony. They just sing the original song. 그냥 그냥 그 원 멜로디를 불러주시면 제가 하모니를 하면 되니까 괜찮을 것 같아요.
아 그것도 너무 it's a very refreshing
그러니까요.
idea. 너무
exactly.
신박한 컨셉인데요. And your last nationwide tour. It's Sondheim, was about 6 months ago.
Right.
And now that your next concert is coming up, the Maestro.
Right.
What can your fans expect in your coming up concert?
I wanted to give a different color for this concert compared to the 하반기 concert. How do you call it? Like the end of the year concert is more exciting, more just like fun. Or it feels more like a festival. 약간 연말은 페스티벌과 파티 분위기라면 연중에는 조금 차분하게 갔으면 좋겠다. 그래서 이번 easy listening스러운 이 앨범도 그렇고 like, I wanted this to be more artistic, more about the music itself, and more focused towards the voice than just like everything being fancy.
I see.
You know, 막 뭔가 화려함으로 가득 찬 것보다는 더 집중할 수 있는 음악에.
뭔가 연말 파티 이런 느낌보다는 좀 차분하게.
네.
So people can join your concert with a more like a relaxing state.
네. 그러다가 잠들까 봐 조금 걱정이긴 한데.
중간에 춤을 한번 주세요.
아, 중간 갑자기요? 갑자기 잠들 것 같을 때 갑자기 막 이렇게 춤을.
까꿍 이런 느낌. All right, and you've also been connecting with your listeners every day as a DJ.
Yes.
Of your Trot Radio.
Yes.
That you've been hosting for almost 2 years.
It's called 손태진의 트로트 라디오. And it's not just about trot itself, but it deals with all types of music, more focused on adult music, adult contemporary music. Mm. 이 성인가요 그리고 트로트, 물론 이 트로트라는 단어가 들어가서 조금 색깔이 좁혀지는데 근데 그게 꼭 그 장르뿐만이 아니고 그거를 좀 쉽게 이해하기 위해서 그냥 우리 모두에게 그 힘을 주는 음악.
Because the word trot itself is too strong, but still it grabs attention to people.
그래서 또 이렇게 열심히 하고 있습니다.
So you're trying to give an encouraging music program through your show?
Yes, eventually that's my goal. And 정말 많은 가수분들도 와주셨고 선배님들도 인사드릴 수 있었고 For me, it was more a plus for me instead of for the people coming. 제가 더 와주신 분들보다 더 많은 혜택을 받은 것 같아요. 많이 배우기도 했고요.
It's also a learning experience for yourself exactly. too. I feel the same way. I've been hosting Wonder Hours for 3 years.
Right.
Almost.
Wow.
비슷하네요.
와, 그러니까.
And Aphrodite says, have you ever had a concert outside of Korea?
Not recently. I had a few shows in Japan, and also we had our U.S. tour. That was exactly right after my audition program. That was already almost 3 years ago. So 딱 그때 투어로 북미 투어를 갔었는데 거기하고 일본 말고는 뭐 따로 없는 것 같아요. 동남아에서 불러주신다면 I'm looking forward to go anywhere in Southeast Asia because I need a break as well.
And I think it would be meaningful if you can have your concert in Singapore too.
Yeah, that's one of my bucket list as well. 그냥 저의 bucket list 중에 하나가 싱가포르 가서 아 여기 돌아와서 공연을 하는 거.
그렇죠.
And right before I left, I mean that was like I don't know when exactly, but 비슷한 시기에 제가 졸업하면서 그때 그 Esplanade라는 되게 큰 뮤지컬 그냥 theater 같은 데가 지어졌어요. It looks like a porcupine on the outside, like a durian kind of a thing. 근데 거기가 공연장인데 언젠가 거기서 한번 공연하면 좋겠다. I mean, it'll be a pleasure to be back. In Singapore to sing.
If anyone's listening from Singapore.
그러니까요. You there? Hello?
Are you there? All right. And it's already time to listen to your next song. Yes. So what song will you be singing for us next?
This is a song by Patty Kim. 못 잊어, unforgettable. 뭐, I can't forget. I can't forget you, basically. 이 못 잊어라는 노래가 원곡은 조금 아주 애절한데 저는 조금 가볍게 아무리 슬픈 추억이어도 그리고 좋은 추억들도 있잖아요. We don't only have like bad memories or like sad memories. We have the good ones as well.
That's
so
right.
This is just about reminiscing about like my past memories. Just with a small smile, maybe.
You didn't want to reinterpret the song in a too like deep or
right.
desperate sounding way.
너무 but... 그렇게 진하게 하고 싶지 않아서 가볍게 들을 수 있는 그런 편곡으로 준비했습니다.
Let's take a listen to 네. 못 잊어 Unforgettable by 손태진님. Wow.
Yeah.
I just want to keep listening to it. 계속 듣고 싶. 빠지는데요.
아, 감사합니다.
We just heard 못 잊어, unforgettable. Is that the English title? Unforgettable or
yeah.
I can't forget?
I can't forget you. There's a too famous song called Unforgettable. So I wondered about like how to translate it in English as a title, but I think Unforgettable sounds good enough.
Unforgettable. All right. Well, let's take a look at some comments. 여울 060 says, 쓰담쓰담 따뜻한 노래. Yeah, that's how I felt. It's so breezy. 뭔가 바람이 부는 것 같아요. 살랑살랑.
약간 지중해 온 듯한 그런 느낌. Mediterranean, 막 그 coastal막 vibe. You're on a yacht. 요트 딱 타서 딱 이렇게 누워서.
I was actually imagining more like a 산책, like a walk
맞아요.
in the forest.
맞아요.
저는 약간 숲속을 생각했어요.
숲속에서 그 딱 솔 향이 나야 돼요. 그 나무 그 향이 나야 돼요.
Precisely, 네. yes. And 행복한 인생, H4E says, 귀호강 제대로 하네요.
아, 감사합니다.
That's right. 하정은님, 오늘의 Wonder Hours 못 잊어. 아, love that. And 소원태양님 says, 왜 눈물이 나지?
왜 눈물이 나실까? Why are you tearing up?
이선옥님 says, 솜잎을 덮고 자는 기분. It feels like I have a brand new cotton blanket. Oh, I love the way our listeners are expressing how they feel about the song.
그래서 목소리를 가지고 네, 손태진이 아니고 솜태진이라고. 제가 제 입으로 얘기하기 힘든데 그런 거 좀 올려주시지 그러셨어요.
그렇군요. Alright. Well, that was wonderful. And going back to the questions, you must be so busy doing so many things, hosting radio and doing TV shows, variety shows, festivals, and preparing for your concert. Non-stop schedule.
Right.
너무 바쁘실 텐데, when do you personally feel the most rewarded when you do these work?
Well, usually on stage, I suppose. 정말 아무리 바빠도 딱 이제 무대 서고 또 이제 DJ로서 이렇게 막 이렇게 호스팅을 하면서 사람들이랑 얘기하다 보면 거기서 또 에너지를 얻게 되는 것 같아요. Like that's where I actually get energy back. That's from my fans or just the way people listen to my music or how they felt through my music. 뭔가 뭐 막 이런 얘기도 많이 해주잖아요. 뭐 힘 많이 얻었습니다. Yeah. I feel very warm. I'm encouraged through your music. Mm-hmm. 뭔가 제가 용기를 주고 위로를 주고 할 때마다 아 그래도 잘하고 있다. I pat myself on the back, saying like, you're doing well. Just hang on.
Mm-hmm.
근데 좀 쉬긴 해야 되는데요, 맞죠?
Are you the type of person that likes to meet people?
I do. Well, nowadays, if I want to rest up, I don't meet people. I stay at home or I just go straight home and then I just lie down because that's when I feel more charged. 그냥 이 중요한 이 약간 비는 시간 사람들 만나서 에너지를 얻을 수 있지만 그것 또한 에너지를 쓰는 거여서
That's right.
그냥 요새는 빨리 집에 가려고 빨리 퇴근하는 게 늘 목표예요.
So if you could take one full week off, 일주일 no schedule.
일주일 no schedule.
What would you do?
아, 그러면 여행 가고 싶을 것 같아요.
You want to travel to where?
어디로?
Where and what would you do?
지금 제가 늘 이제 달마다 이번 달에 갈 만한 여행지 이러면서 찾아보거든요. I always search online to see where's a good place to go on a vacation because like it differs monthly. 근데 메이를 찾았으면 5월 6월에는 최고가 얘기 듣기로는 발리래요.
발리.
발리가 Indonesia. 진짜 좋대요.
Have you never been to Bali?
Never.
Me too.
한 번도 가본 적이 없는데.
저도.
뭐 그런데 가서 왜 그런 데를 가냐면 아예 그 비슷한 게 없는 진짜 내가 다른 곳에 있는 것 같다라고 느낄 정도의 곳으로 가야지 여행을 간 듯한 느낌일 것 같아요. I have to go to a place where it feels like unreal, but still feel like I'm really on a vacation than something similar to my surroundings here in Korea. 그냥 한국에서 느끼는 거 똑같은 걸로 가면 너무 여행 같지 않죠.
So you would rather go to like a tropical place,
right,
that is
right.
a place that is not a city,
right,
like
right,
Seoul
I guess.
or Korea.
근데 그러면서 결국에는 막 이제 막 아우 이 시간도 아깝다 그러면서 엄청 돌아다닐 거예요. 그러면 피곤하겠죠.
아, 성격. 네. 아, so, Well, it's just fun even to just think about it.
Right.
생각만 해도
맞아요. 지금 잠깐 상상했는데. 갔다 온 것 같아서 기분 좋아졌어요. 안 가도 될 것 같아요. 발리 안 가도 돼요. 네, 안 가도 돼요.
네. And Aphrodite says, please take care and stay healthy even though you are very busy because here your fans are always waiting for your presence.
그러니까요.
So sweet.
늘 제 건강을 생각해 주시는데 제가 바쁘면 또 팬들도 바빠지잖아요.
그렇죠.
그래서 저는 오히려 우리 팬분들한테 늘 우리 손샤인한테 여러분들이 건강하셔야지 저는 제가 어떻게 해서든 유지를 하겠습니다. 관리를 하겠습니다. I'll take care of myself. You guys take care of your health as well. 그냥
Very important
그렇게 얘기를 하는 것 같아요.
그렇죠. 네. And 4786 sent a text message.
네.
And I think 봄의 약속 is such a lovely album because people of all generations can enjoy listening to it comfortably. My parents in the States loved it too. I guess it brought back a lot of fond memories for them. And questions for TJ. I know you've been super busy lately, but could you tell us just one thing you've been really into these days besides work? 궁금해요.
제가 전에 다른 어떤 프로그램에서 약간 이런 비슷한 인터뷰 질문이 있었는데 I had a similar question. I had nothing to say because I
don't have time to focus on anything else besides work.
Besides work. 그러니까
요새 너무 좀 바쁘게 있다 보니까 최근에 이 비슷한 질문을 받았는데도 대답할 게 없는 게 없어요. 없어요.
일 외에는 nothing.
네, 그래가지고 조금 아쉽긴 한데 그래도 굳이 요새 조금 힐링을 한다면 even if I have a schedule at like 12 or 1 p.m. in the afternoon, you know, I have time, I have some time in the morning, right?
Yes.
가끔 12시, 1시 조금 늦게 출근할 때 너무 힘들지만 그래도 이때 아니면 못한다 해서 골프를 막 가요.
You play golf.
Yeah.
The golf.
근데 최근에
아주 부지런하시네요.
근데 이게 제가 그 힐링을 하려면 제가 부지런하게 해야 되더라고요. 예. 근데 아무래도 이것 또한 막 이제 힐링보다는 일이 많아요. 그러니까 사람 만나는 거에 있어서 그러니까
I feel like you should be away from people. 네. And so maybe Bali would be a good choice for you.
발리로 도망가야 된다.
Good option. 사람이 없는 곳으로 네. 약간 for a true healing session.
맞아요. Golf itself is something very less stressful. And I get to like just walk around in the wind. 그때가 가장 행복하긴 한 것 같아요. 예.
골프장에 그 잔디밭을 걸을 때.
그리고 거기 그 이제 사람들이 있으니까 이제 카트 잘 안 타고 오히려 걸어요.
아.
그래서 운동 겸 그냥 다른 생각해요. 근데 그것도 한 달에 한 번 있을까 말까 뭐.
Right. 예. Cuz you need to spare a lot of time to go to play the golf. I've been out on a golf court once.
Right, right.
And wow, it's a lot of energy.
It is. It is. 근데 저는 하나도 안 힘들더라고요, 그건. 그냥 다 끝나고 돌아올 때 너무 일찍 일어났으니까 너무 피곤할 뿐. 사람들이 지금.
Right.
아, 그러면 발리에서 골프 치면 되겠네요. Maybe you should go golfing in Bali.
그러게요.
근데 아쉽게.
It's a good idea.
네 명을 만들기가 힘들어서.
Because golf is all about bonding.
Right, right.
And 사람들과 함께. 네. It's something that you do together.
네.
Maybe, are you interested in like reading or just doing something, a hobby by yourself?
I'm actually looking for a hobby, but that's some content that I can do like elsewhere as well. So I use that as an excuse to do it somewhere else. 뭐 예를 들면 너튜브라든지 뭐 다른 채널에서 나의 취미를 좀 찾아보려고도 재미삼아, 핑계삼아. 콘텐츠로 이렇게 하니까 in a way it doesn't feel that much like work. 그래서 일 완전히 일처럼 느껴지지 않아서 그것 또한 나름 힐링이에요. 네, 그런 거 촬영할 땐.
I see. Well, interesting. And last but not least, is there anything you would like to say to your fans, Sunshine, who continue to support you?
아, 늘 고마워요. 네, 늘 고맙고 우리 손샤인이 존재하기에, 네, 손샤인이 존재하기에 또 이번 앨범도 제가 준비할 수 있었던 거고 단지 이제 막 늘 이렇게 너무 이렇게 열정적으로 응원해 주시다 보니 저도 그 이상으로 더 열심히 하게 되는 것 같아요. I always worry about my fans, my sunshine, because the busier I get, the busier they get as well. They follow me all across Korea. 제가 행사 다닐 때마다 맨날 따라와 주시고 응원해 주시고 또 이게 길을 살려주시는 거예요. I mean, morale-wise, encouragement-wise, and also like to make me feel more special in a way. 저를 더 특별하게 만들어주는 게 우리 팬분들인데 늘 사랑하고 감사하다고 전하고 싶습니다. 네.
저도 오늘 우리 손샤이님들 너무 감사드려요. 많은 분들이 들어와 주시고
네.
So many we received so many comments thanks to you and your Sunshine. I love your fandom name. 너무 이름 잘 지으신 것 같아요.
그러니까요.
It's like Sunshine.
예. 근데 이제 우리 또 3대 손이라고 손석구, 손흥민, 손태진 이렇게 해서 일부러 죄송합니다. 이건 잘라주세요. 예.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming and for sharing your good vibes with us today.
Thank you.
And also gracing our ears with your songs.
아, 감사합니다. 제가 더 영광이었고 너무 너무 함께해서 너무 즐거웠습니다. 감사합니다.
Me too. Thank you. Have a wonderful day and please come back
you
again.
Too. Yeah.
We're going to say goodbye to Taejin and also close the show with his song 행복을 주는 사람, the person that shares happiness by Taejin 님.